Hey everyone, welcome in. It's the Locked On Eagles podcast. Louis DiBiase joining you on today's edition of the show. Welcome in. We are getting into Malcolm Jenkins today, guys. I gotta get into this one. I'm not happy with how the Eagles have handled, or at least how I think they are handling the Malcolm Jenkins situation here. And it is going to be a situation soon if by next week he is still not at NovaCare Complex with mandatory OTAs starting up. Right now, we're still in the voluntary portion. So, I mean, you can kind of put him in the group with Alshon Jeffrey and Jason Peters of, yeah, these veteran guys don't need to be there. But from the sounds of it, this looks like a holdout from Malcolm Jenkins, and if the Eagles don't get this right, they, for me, need to do right by Malcolm Jenkins. So I want to get into my thoughts about that today, because we haven't really touched on that so far, and it's been a topic for probably a month that's been hanging over the Eagles' heads. I think it's only one or two of the biggest question marks, and we talked about yesterday on the podcast, which you can always check out. And remember, guys, this show, every single day we are recording during the week. Subscribe to Locked On Eagles, especially on the new Himalaya podcast app. We were talking about Vinny Curry yesterday. We did our Locked On Vinny Curry podcast. One of our signature segments here on the network is our player profiles, Locked On, insert player name here. We got into Vinny Curry yesterday because I think defensive end 3 and 4 is something that fans are concerned with. And I think right now, who the corners are going to be is a question mark. But then right now, the only other thing that isn't really set, like, let's go, let's get into this regular season, is, hey, one of the backbones of this roster that was, I mean, there's only a couple of people you can say were as big contributors to that 2017 championship season other than Malcolm Jenkins. And right now, he is not there with the team, a guy that is normally, even when it's voluntary, is in Philadelphia working with the team, and right now he is not. And it seems like from, you know, how what the players have been saying, from what the Eagles are doing. I mean, today they met with Jonathan Cyprian, from reports with Adam Schefter we'll get into later on in the show. It seems like we could be in for a holdout this summer. And once again, a holdout from one of the most important pieces of this roster. So to kind of get into this segment, the Eagles did meet with Jonathan Cyprian today, a former safety, a second-round pick out of Florida International. I believe he was a second-round pick. He was a day-two pick. A guy I really liked. I thought a big hitter, someone that can move around the field. In his first 5 seasons with Jacksonville and Tennessee, he was a starter. I think he could replace Andrew Sandejo if that's what they're going for here, because cutting Sandejo would get you that fourth-round compensatory pick back that right now you don't have because Sandejo's on the team. And I think Cyprian, look, if you're bringing him in and he's supposed to provide depth and competition for Sandejo and Trey Sullivan and Blake Countess, there you go. Then that's fine. But with Cyprian meeting today, as well as the tweets by Adam Schefter and the tweets by some of the Eagles players, I don't know. I'm kind of trying to put two and two together here, and it maybe points to Malcolm Jenkins not being in Philadelphia, at least for the time being. As for Cyprian, I mean, a good player, 100-plus tackles in all 4 seasons in Jacksonville up until 2016. So, I mean, if they're going to cut Sandejo and he's one of your depth guys behind McLeod and Jenkins with Countess and Trey Sullivan, I mean, I'm in on that. I'm still a guy that would prefer Avante Maddox over any of those players, or even Jalen Mills for me. You guys know, I want at least 4 of these corners out on the field, and especially if they're going to start Ronald Darby and Jalen Mills, I want to see Sidney Jones out there and Avante Maddox and, of course, Rasul Douglas, but I'm not really holding out hope for that one right now. So Cyprian, if he's coming in to be a depth guy to collect that fourth-round compensatory pick by cutting Sandejo, great. That's a good move. But I'm concerned with what else people were talking about today, which was really Malcolm Jenkins and the timing of the report that the Eagles have met with Jonathan Cyprian, who is a starting safety in the league, at least throughout his career. He has been a starting safety, bringing him in right when all this stuff is coming out. I mean, we've been talking about it on Eagles Twitter for the past couple weeks that Malcolm Jenkins has not been there, and we expect because it is, you know, he wants to get more money. He's seeing guys like Earl Thomas in Baltimore get paid almost $14 million a year. Landon Collins getting $14 million a year in Washington. The Honey Badger in Kansas City, Tyrann Mathieu, $14 million a year. LaMarcus Joyner, $10.5 million annually in Oakland. So most people are suspecting that this is a holdout, and now Adam Schefter is too. It is concerning. They need to do right by Malcolm Jenkins. So that's what we're getting into today on the Locked On Eagles podcast. And guys, we're sponsored today by Hotels.com. Don't hate like your friend's trip on Instagram. You got to book your own trip with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. It's Hotels.com. Be there. Do that. Get rewarded. Let's take a break here. We'll be right back. We're getting into Malcolm Jenkins today and how the Eagles need to get him in and get him paid as soon as possible. All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Louis DiBiase joining you on this Tuesday edition of the show. Hey, if you missed any of our other podcasts throughout the weeks, we are up and available on basically every podcast platform that you can find. Just tell Siri, just tell Alexa to play Locked On Eagles. And of course, we really want to recommend the new Himalaya podcast app. In an ever-expanding podcast world, you need Himalaya with their personally curated playlists and new features every day. Download Himalaya at your app store and subscribe to Locked On Eagles. So I'm concerned, guys. Adam Schefter said right on Twitter today that there is no end in sight for Malcolm Jenkins' holdout. Brandon Brooks, our guy Les Bowen over at the Philadelphia Inquirer, was talking today about how Malcolm Jenkins basically hasn't missed a second of playing time in Philadelphia since he joined the team that 2014 season. And Brandon Brooks and a bunch of other players, Brandon Brooks specifically mentioned Les Bowen in that response and was like, "Preach, Les," pretty much insinuating, hey, they got to get Malcolm Jenkins back here. A bunch of players were kind of pointing at the front office like they're going to get this right. And that's why it is seeming to be a holdout, because players are making it seem like this is something that needs to be addressed. Whereas Alshon Jeffery, you know, no one's saying like, hey, it'll all resolve itself. Because I feel like Alshon Jeffery right now is just not being there because he doesn't have to be there. He's a veteran. Same with Jason Peters. Peters probably going to be in his final season in 2019, so he doesn't have to be at voluntary. Even Doug Peterson said it the other day, voluntary OTAs are more geared towards the younger players, right? A guy like Sidney Jones trying to prove himself, or, you know, the rookies, Miles Sanders, Andre Dillard, a guy like Jordan Mailata trying to find his way. But for Malcolm Jenkins, it really does seem like he's holding out for more money. And let me tell you, this is the wrong guy to put your foot down against if you're the Eagles, right? I think it would send a really bad message if you first off went out there and paid a bunch of other guys. The Eagles have been well known for even guys that are parting ways. You look at Nick Foles and how they, we'll see. We don't know if they were trying to trade Nick Foles before they let him walk into free agency, but there were a bunch of reports that they might tag him and move him somewhere maybe he doesn't want to go. But eventually, Howie Roseman said it, they let Nick Foles go and choose where he wanted to go. You see all the time, Brandon Graham got rewarded with a new contract this year. They paid Jason Kelce. Malcolm Jenkins now is going to be the one that you have a problem re-signing? I don't know. For me, this is the guy, I think, of all people that you don't want to set this precedent for. Played every single defensive snap last year, and he also played special teams. We remember that play in Dallas, the fumble that Jenkins forced that should have been Eagles ball, and maybe that wins the Eagles the NFC East as opposed to them. It still ended up helping them. They still got into the playoffs and almost made it to the NFC Championship game. But regardless, Malcolm Jenkins makes that play in special teams, and if the refs aren't incompetent, the Eagles might win the NFC East last year thanks to Malcolm Jenkins. In five seasons, guys, he hasn't missed a game. That's incredible. I don't think we understand. I think you should understand. Eagles fans definitely should understand. Looking at the 2018 season last year, looking how catastrophic the injuries were around the roster, specifically in Malcolm Jenkins' area in the secondary, injuries were everywhere. All five corners that could play football at a decent level last year got injured at some point for the Eagles. And this is a guy in five seasons that is yet to miss a game in Philadelphia. It's incredible. And he's a guy that plays everywhere. He does everything for this team. And this is the one that you're going to be like, no, we're not going to pay him. I really am just holding out hope that they're trying to get the Carson Wentz deal done. They want to work out the numbers with Wentz, see how much money they want to front load there. They're currently at $25 million in cap space. So they have the money, by the way, to pay Malcolm Jenkins. That's why I don't want to hear it. And I don't want to hear the people that say, it's a business I don't want to hear people saying Malcolm Jenkins should get in there, right? And he's a bad teammate because of this. Honor the contract that he signed. Well, teams don't honor the contracts all the time either when a player gets up there in age or gets injured and they cut ways with them. And the responses from a lot of you out there Oh, it's a business. Okay, well then don't flip the script when the player is making a business decision. This is a move that Malcolm Jenkins should make. The guy should get paid. He is one of the most valuable, not just safeties in the league, but players in the league. He plays everywhere around the field. Not only does he play safety, he's basically their second linebacker most of the time because, I mean, they don't even run two linebackers a whole lot. A lot of times, it's just Nigel Bradham is the traditional linebacker on the field, and Malcolm Jenkins is your linebacker in nickel, dime situations, big nickel situations. He's roaming around the field, specific matchups. You know, you look at the Patriots game in the Super Bowl, he's covering the likes of James White. He's the one that took out Brandon Cooks, by the way, who was absolutely torching the Eagles in that Super Bowl. Malcolm Jenkins was the guy that took him out of the game with one of the biggest hits I've seen in Philadelphia. He plays corner in the slot. He covers tight ends. He's an incredible leader. I'm not saying you should pay any 30-plus-year-old player, right? Anyone that's had past success, you don't just pay them for what they've done in the past. You got to still pay them for what they can do. But Jenkins, to me, still, he's only 31 years old. I could see him playing another 4 years at a very high level. He hasn't gotten injured ever. He's Iron Man. He is the Iron Man, it seems, of the defensive side of the football in the NFL. He just doesn't get hurt. He played every snap. There was an interesting stat from my boy Liam Jenkins over at the Philadelphia Sports Network. I think it was what? In 5 years, he's played 98.5% of the snaps on defense. I mean, how is that even possible in a sport that it's almost impossible to stay healthy in? Right? I mean, look at all the injuries last year for the Eagles. Even 2017, you heard about all these injuries coming out with Brandon Graham's ankle and Alshon Jeffrey's shoulder. Players play injured, and maybe Malcolm Jenkins has been playing injured sometimes, but he certainly hasn't showed it because every position that he plays, he plays at a high level. He is great against the run when he's playing linebacker. He is a good coverage corner against tight ends. He can go open in space and cover a guy like James White, a quick twitch guy that, you know, line up against a linebacker. We all know with Darren Sproles the past 5 years, those kind of players can be big mismatches, not when Malcolm Jenkins is covering you. He's a big hitter. He can play traditional safety. This is, to me, not the guy that you want to put your foot down with, especially not when you can afford it. Even if you want to get the numbers right with Carson Wentz, okay. But I hope that is the case. I hope you're trying to get that deal done, and then you do plan on paying Malcolm Jenkins. Even if it's not ideal, you don't want to give him more money. You can afford it. You have $25 million in space right now. Maybe you're going to backload a lot of Carson Wentz's money so you can front-load a lot of Malcolm Jenkins's new contract right now. Or just make it, you know, give him more guaranteed money. Show him that you are as dedicated to him as he has been to you because he has put more, he has sacrificed more than maybe anybody on this Eagles roster. Doug Peterson said the other day that Brandon Graham is the heart and soul of this Eagles team. The defense, too. I don't know. I think it might be Malcolm Jenkins. I think Malcolm Jenkins is the heart and soul of this team. He saved the season single-handedly last year. I'll never forget it. That game against the Giants. Not only the interception at the end of the half to make sure the Giants didn't go up by, what, 3 scores? An incredible play. Totally read Eli Manning in the middle of the end zone. But in that game, remember they were playing Chandon Sullivan. The starting three corners were Chandon Sullivan, Devontae Bosby, and Cravion LeBlanc. And it wasn't really Cravion at the end of the year that was really getting going yet. That was his first kind of warm-up game because he came off the streets. Malcolm Jenkins goes to Jim Schwartz, a guy that is pretty stubborn when it comes to his scheme, right? He's a guy that he likes his way, and he's going to do it his way. There's a lot of coaches like that in the NFL. Jim Schwartz is one of them. Malcolm Jenkins goes to him. Malcolm Jenkins is such a respected leader to even the coaching staff, like a guy like Jim Schwartz. Malcolm Jenkins says, you need to simplify this scheme for these guys right now. We need to switch up what we're doing. And look how improved the defense looked after that against the Giants in that game. And they won the football game, and that saved the season. Malcolm Jenkins had everything to do with that. Even when Wentz went down in 2017, you know how many teams can be just absolutely deflated after they lose their MVP favorite quarterback in an incredibly impressive road win in LA against one of the best teams in the NFC in the Rams? You win that game, but you lose your quarterback when it seems like you're going to be the one seed and you're going to have a clear path to the Super Bowl through the Lincoln Financial Field. You know how many teams that would have destroyed? after you lose Wentz, you know who was the reason that didn't happen? For me, if you ask me, when you see the speech he gave in the locker room after the Rams game, when you see him rallying up the guys before the game, it's Malcolm Jenkins. He has given them life in games that they have no business being in. Let's go back to 2015. The Patriots game, the upset in Gillette, the 98-yard interception against Tom Brady. They had no business being in that football game. Sam Bradford and DeMarco Murray could not move the football against Bill Belichick's defense. They couldn't move the football all year. There's been so many times, 2016, in Washington. It's after that Detroit game. Remember, they started off 3-0. They lose in Detroit. They come back against Washington. They end up losing that game, but the offense wasn't getting anything going at all. And then here comes a pick six by Malcolm Jenkins. He is the heart and soul of this football team, if you ask me. It can be, you can say it's Carson Wentz. You can say it's Jason Peters, anyone on the offensive line. You could say it's Brandon Graham, like Doug Peterson did. And while I agree, Brandon Graham is one of the heart and souls of this team, there isn't someone to me that is more important. I would say, you know, and I mean they're the amount of value they carry, not just their position, because obviously Carson Wentz is the most valuable piece of the Eagles organization. Outside of him, though, who provides the most on and off the field combined? I don't know how you top Malcolm Jenkins. So for me, maybe if you were up against the cap, once again, if Malcolm Jenkins showed that, hey, this dude's about to be shot in a year or two, and you don't have a lot of money to do it, and maybe you're not winning football games, right? You're not a Super Bowl contender, which the Eagles should be in 2019, knock on wood. Then if you weren't in that situation, sure. Then I get it. Don't pay Malcolm Jenkins. I understand that. But you have $25 million in cap space. You're going all in this year. You didn't draft a safety. You passed on the likes of Nazir Adderley, right? You took Arcega Whiteside, Miles Sanders. You didn't want Adderley. You didn't want Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. You passed on those guys. You didn't want Juan Thornhill. You were sticking with Malcolm Jenkins this year and Roddy McLeod. So why now you're not going to pay him? To me, I just think that's a terrible mistake. And I'm really hoping a bunch of you out there on Twitter, by the way, follow us on Twitter at LockedOnBirds and at DiBiaseLOE. A bunch of you were saying that too, that, hey, maybe this is, they've stressed they want to pay Carson Wentz. Maybe they're trying to get that all worked out first, and then they pay Malcolm Jenkins. I hope that's the case. But regardless, they can do it without... I mean, they should be able to do this where they draw up both contracts and say, hey, here's a mock draft of what we want to pay Carson Wentz. Here's what we could do with this Malcolm Jenkins deal. Let's do this now so we can get him in the building, stop causing a bigger rift maybe between him and the organization and the teammates too, because once again, this sends a very bad message. They've done right by a lot of players that, and it's justified, and that can still play football for you at a high level. See Jason Kelce and see Brandon Graham. But if they don't do it for Malcolm Jenkins, that could cause some stuff within the locker room. Because that's a guy you don't want to do dirty. No way. Not after what he has done for this organization. All right, let's take another break here on Locked In Eagles. When we come back, we'll wrap up. I want to compare him to some of these other guys that are paid ahead of him. And we'll kind of see what he deserves based on money. This is Locked On Eagles. Guys, we're sponsored today by Grip 6 Belts. It's a great gift for dads out there. Lightweight, they got no holes, no flaps, and it's, once again, a great Father's Day gift. And we got a special offer for you at grip6.com. It's grip and the number 6.com/lock, and that's LOCKE. Once again, grip6.com/lock, LOCKE. We'll be right back right here on Locked On Eagles. All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. We're wrapping up here talking about Malcolm Jenkins and the situation right now that could eventually turn into a holdout. We will see officially next week because mandatory OTAs do start up. And like I said in the second segment, he is way too valuable on and off the field and still, to me, is going to continue to be that for the next couple years while you're competing for championships. He is way too important to be like, yeah, now we're not going to spend the money on these guys. They've showed how much they value not only on-the-field production, but off-the-field leadership and pride in being a Philadelphia Eagle, and just the value that the person, Malcolm Jenkins, brings to the city of Philadelphia. They've shown that they care about that. And once again, you don't do it for Jason Peters right now. You don't pay Jason Peters top five left tackle money. When you know he's going to retire in a year, he can't stay on the field a whole lot. Although Jason Peters, for me, is going to be healthy this year, and last year still appeared in all 16 games. I digress. Regardless, you know what I mean. He was coming in and out of the lineup. If that's Malcolm Jenkins, right, and you can see the performance eventually scaling in the wrong direction. See, I didn't see that with Jason Peters last year, so maybe Peters isn't the perfect example because I still think he can play at a high level for maybe a couple more years. Who knows with Jason Peters? He might be immortal, much like Frank Gore. With Malcolm Jenkins, he hasn't showed any of those signs of slowing down, and he's only 31. I mean, Jason Peters is a guy that's 37 years old. Would I be surprised if Malcolm Jenkins is one of the top safeties in the league still for another 3 to 4 years? No, not at all. He's played every snap in 2018, in a year that I've never seen so many injuries. It's unbelievable how he has helped keep this ship on course for 2 straight years. Even in 2015, they had a chance down the stretch of that season when they had no business being in it. I mean, the guy, again, games they have no reason to be in, Malcolm Jenkins is a key reason they're in it. He has 4 touchdowns in 5 years with the Eagles. 4 touchdowns. He had a touchdown in all 3 of his first 3 seasons. He has 11 interceptions in 5 years. How many other safeties here? I'm going to list off some safeties that are paid ahead of him. How many would you guys take over Malcolm Jenkins? We'll start at the top. No, we'll start right ahead of Malcolm Jenkins. Adrian Amos from the Packers. No way am I taking Adrian Amos over Malcolm Jenkins. Devin McCourty, a guy that the Eagles actually wanted to pair up with Malcolm Jenkins in 2015. Devin McCourty makes more. I'm taking Malcolm Jenkins over Devin McCourty. Harrison Smith. Harrison Smith is one of my favorite safeties in the league. I'm still probably taking Malcolm Jenkins. Maybe I might take, I don't know, Harrison Smith. That's a toss-up. LaMarcus Joyner. I'm taking Malcolm Jenkins over LaMarcus Joyner. Rashid Jones from the Dolphins. Give me Malcolm Jenkins. Earl Thomas, Landon Collins, Tyrann Mathieu rounds out the top 3. Would I be insane to say that I'd take Malcolm Jenkins over some of those guys? I don't think so. I think he's in that tier. I don't want to say I would take him over all 3 of those guys, but he belongs in that category. He doesn't belong with the Tony Jeffersons of the world and the Tayshaun Gibsons and the Eric Reeds. He's right now making Malcolm Jenkins at 8.7 averaged per year. The other guys are at 14, 14, 13.7, 12. He's seeing these other guys get theirs. And he's got to be saying, hey, I provide way more to my team. And I'm just as good as those guys. And even if they don't bump it up to $14 million per year, got to give him some of that guaranteed money. Got to give him some of that guaranteed money. He is way too important to not have on this team next year. Even for me, I'm a guy that, you know, I want as many of those young corners on the field as I can get. That's why I want to move Avante Maddox to safety. Not only because I think he can do it, but because I want Sidney Jones on the field. And I don't trust that Jim Schwartz is not going to play Jalen Mills. I think he's going to play Jalen Mills. And Ronald Darby is definitely going to play. So for me, a dude that wants all of those corners out there as well, even I know they cannot go into the season with Roddy McLeod and Avante Maddox and then what behind him? Jonathan Cyprian and Trey Sullivan and Blake Countess? That is such a downgrade from what Malcolm Jenkins provides to this team. Trust me, even I know. And I'm the young quarterback, cornerback standing Lou DiBiase. All right, everybody, that's going to do it for today's edition of the podcast. Hopefully the Eagles do right by Malcolm Jenkins. If they don't, this is a move that I am not okay with them trying to just stay on this current contract. If he wants more money, again, you don't totally break the bank, but you at least give him a big boost in guaranteed money. Thanks for listening. Remember, you can always subscribe to the show on the new Himalaya Podcast app, as well as Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. And when you get in your car, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked on Eagles. Also follow us on Twitter at Locked on Birds, at DiBiase LOE, and at Gino_LOE. So I hinted at Cornerback Wars, that podcast yesterday. That'll come still this week. Me and Gino are kind of working on that. That's going to be a fun podcast to do. So make sure you're subscribed to the show so you get our podcast updated into your phone every single day. And if you listen to podcasts on your computer, if you're a desktop kind of guy at work or kind of gal, LockedOnEagles.com. We post every podcast up on the mothership as well. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for listening. And let's go, Birds, baby.